What makes a law firm? It's about passion, knowledge, understanding, and service. That's what defines Fluxmans. In this podcast series, we take you behind the desks of some of South Africa's smartest legal minds. I went to one of the law firms not so long ago, and I met with someone who deals with the marketing, and she called herself a fee burner, which I thought was a very unflattering thing to be called, but you can imagine the lawyers referring to her like that. So I don't even know what your job title, your designation is, Shirley Bennett, but it seems to me that you hold this place together. So Fluxmans is this enormous machine with all of these moving parts, and you've got very, very clever people who are doing all of their things. And then there needs to be someone who's the glue who holds it all together. And obviously there's management, but then you seem to be like the in-house fix-it person for everything.
I really call myself a consultant, which covers a multitude. That covers a multitude of things. And it also places me outside of the environment, which is probably why I have the ability to keep on taps with everybody and know what everybody's doing, because I'm not seen in any way as a threat to the environment.
But you can be objective.
Exactly.
Right.
Because I am an outsider, so to speak.
But lawyers are famously, you know, they're a strange breed. Like, you need to be a certain kind of person to be a lawyer. And despite the fact that we've met every kind of personality here, and they're all very, very different, there are, you know, very smart people with big egos. There's a lot of stuff that they consider to be important that you have to make sure is, you know, that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed and all that kind of thing. So it can be complicated.
It's absolutely, it's not even a question about how complicated it is. It's more complicated than complicated. But at the end of the day, you actually have to break down each person. Everybody has their weak spots, their vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And lawyers do too. I think when they're in their own space, which is a very safe space, when they're in the space of law and working out what has to be done in the next, you know, section of whatever trial they are doing or section they're handling, it's easy. For them, they feel totally confident and secure. But once you break them down into being a person, which they are, they're just like anybody else.
And I'm sure that you also get to know a lot of them really well. I mean, you become probably very good friends with some of them too.
Absolutely. I think it's something you have to work at and try. They don't automatically warm to you and want to be friends, work environment, all the obvious reasons. But over time, I've become close friends with most of the staff here, lawyers and secretaries and assistants and whatever. But individually as people, they are all really, really an amazing crowd and a very, very great group of people.
So what would you say Fluxmans is like? I've used the word family once or twice. It feels very friendly. It seems like a very happy working environment, or at least that everyone's supportive of each other, even if it isn't always happy. How would you define it?
I would say family is such a good word, and it is a really strong word at the end of the day, because people always see family as being something that can't be broken up. Or in a way, I suppose if you're family, it's like an obligation, because you feel, well, we're family, so we, you know, you're obligated because it's a cousin or an aunt or an uncle. So I think family has its good sides as a word, but there's a huge, huge amount of caring here. So in reality, at the end of the day, yes, there might be a lot of, you know, obviously the normal everyday issues, like I always use it like a school playground, because so much of the time that's really what it is all about, really minimal, minor things that are not actually a big deal, but are maybe made to be a big deal. But when the crunch comes, total caring, anything that goes wrong in anybody's lives here, people rally around and are really there for each other, genuinely really there for each other and care.
There are obviously some people here who have been around a long time and make the wheels turn and really can get a lot of things done, quite apart from their own practice. Managing a monster like this must be quite something. I mean, Phil seems to me, the CEO, he seems to me to be someone who really knows what he's doing. There's a huge amount of experience there. There's a depth of understanding that you don't get in just any lawyer.
His depth of understanding is air about his people. He understands people, and I think he's not only is he an incredible lawyer, but he's an incredible businessman, and I think that's a massive combination. From my experience and watching what I've seen, I've been a consultant here for 12 years. A lot of lawyers are great lawyers, but they're not businessmen. Just like you get a lot of businessmen who might be great businessmen, but they couldn't be a lawyer. Phil is a very, very rare combination of both. So he has an enormous capacity of caring for his people, which he believes they are. He sees, he takes huge responsibility for the people in the firm, and it takes it to heart. He's an incredible man, absolutely incredible man.
So how competitive is the world of law in South Africa? We see all these high-rise buildings all over, and I think a lot of people are very intimidated by lawyers and firms of lawyers, and it always seems like something you'd see on a TV show. Is it really like that in the first place, and how hard is it to market in an environment like that?
It's definitely not like the TV show. And sadly, I think TV's made a lot of youngsters when they leave school think they should be a lawyer, when really it's not like being. They should rather go and become an actor. Yeah, go be an actor and take the role of being a lawyer, because it's nothing like that in real life. But I think that, sadly, big corporates feel secure going to a very big firm because they feel like then if they put a foot wrong, you know, they can blame the firm if something goes wrong, the firm that they've chosen. The man in the street is very intimidated by lawyers if they suddenly have to have legal.
Well, let's face it, you don't go to lawyers when great things are happening.
No.
You know, you usually only go to them when things are terrible.
It's a grudge purchase and something's happening that's bad and you're miserable, so you find a lawyer. So you're not happy in the first place.
Yeah.
But the lawyers are very specific, and there's no I see it the same as a doctor. When you're going to go to a doctor, the first thing you say to a friend is, you know, you had a knee op 6 years ago. Yeah. Who was the guy you went to, and was he great?
Yeah.
All he has to say to you is, no, he was the worst doctor I've ever been to. And even if he's great, you're never going to him either.
No.
So it's very word of mouth, and very much who recommends you. So I think as much as you're in a firm, you're very much an individual.
How did you find each other, you and Fluxmans?
I was working for a firm, a PR company. And we presented to Fluxmans to take over their marketing. And they didn't accept they chose somebody else. And I subsequently left the firm. And Fluxmans heard that I'd gone on my own. And they approached me and said, would you come and, you know, and be interviewed and see if you'd take the position.
How many years ago?
12.
12 years. Mm. So really in 12 years, you've lasted almost longer than some of the partners.
And I've definitely lasted longer than the partners. I'm one of the longest standing employees in the firm. Not even a question.
Are there ever outright fights like you would see in TV shows in the corridors, people shouting at each other, or is it very much more sedate and respectable?
Far more sedate and respectable. And if they do have outright fights, it's very much behind closed doors. And then you walk out of the room like nothing happened, pull yourself together, straighten your tie, and act cool. You do not show that there was a drama.
If there is a big victory, let's say that a massive trial has been brought to an end and maybe a settlement has been reached, or, you know, the firm's really done well, how do lawyers reward themselves?
No, they don't. You come back into the office and carry on with your next case. It is absolutely not a celebration at all. It's like next. I think there's always so much stuff happening going forward that you achieve it, you're great, you celebrate with your client, happy day. Walk back into the office and you just carry on. That gets filed and put away in the archives and moving right along. We never do celebrations.
I see loads and loads. You've got this very, very beautiful building, and you do have, I mean, it's understated in some ways, but you've got this magnificent library on the ground floor, which is next to reception, with this sort of circular room. That to me is the kind of thing that makes this place very different as well. It's a different way of kind of saying we're here. You know, we know what we're doing. Here's our little library. Come and have a look. It's like nothing else. But the minds of the people on the floors above are what you're really coming for.
100%. I think you walk into a lot of the other firms and it's major art, or, you know, really impressive kind of antique furniture and art, and, you know, it's expensive, obviously.
Mm.
Whereas the library is what the law is all about, all those law books. So it wasn't created by mistake. I mean, that was certainly part of the design when they designed the building, that as you get out of the lift and you come towards Fluxmans, you see this huge library. It's very impressive and very different. And it's a beautiful statement. And it's useful. So it's not – those books are all used. You know, that's why you've got the ladder going all the way around.
Sure.
So it's an environment that is not only practical, it looks fabulous and different.
And do you enjoy being – in it, but not of it? You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? You can kind of peep in. You can get some insight into some of these fascinating cases and the personalities behind them, but you don't actually have to be the one in the courtroom. When the drama's too much to bear, you don't have to be there.
I think I have the best of both worlds because I do. I've learned so much being here. I mean, I absorb, obviously, and watch and see, and I've learned so much. But it's great that I don't have an office here, mm-hmm. which is something I've been very specific about. I come and I go, which is great because I can get away from it. But when I'm in it, I'm very involved.
Yeah.
But I get into the lift and leave after my meetings or whatever I've done here, and I can carry on with other sides of my life, right. which I think is a very good thing
yeah.
because you're not so involved that you're not seeing it through other eyes. I think a lot of the marketing people in law firms who are full-time in the offices, they don't see anything else. So they become so entrenched and ingrained that they forget what's, you know, actually looking from the outside in.
Yeah, and I think that's a mistake. Yeah.
Yeah. Big mistake.
Well, I'm very excited about these podcast interviews. I think that we've got a number of really fascinating people that we've been able to speak to, and I hope mm-hmm. that everybody gets to hear and to feel a little bit about, you know, each of these personalities and the wonderful stuff that they're doing here at Fluxamint. But thanks very much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Great. You've been listening to Fluxamint's Attorneys for the Love of Law. For more information, go to fluxamint.com.